Now, we all know that being alone is an unhealthy thing. It leads us to bad places. The story is told about Christopher Knight back in 1984. This is a true story. Christopher Knight graduated from high school in 1984, and after he graduated high school, he walked out into the woods in the state of Maine, and he lived in the woods for 27 years and had one human encounter over 27 years. Isn't that wild? What did he do as he was out there in the middle of the woods? Well, he did a whole bunch of things. The main thing that he did was he stole from people in the city. He went into town and he burglared all sorts of people. He took sleeping bags, clothes, food, supplies, alcohol, all those sorts of things. And he would have never been caught if he hadn't tripped over a sensor, a moving sensor, some sort of sensor that went off, and he was caught. Now, what did he do during his time? He played his Nintendo Game Boy for 27 years, listened to talk radio, and when he was caught, the only thing that was on his body that he had from the very beginning was a pair of glasses, prescription glasses. Everything else on his body was stolen from other people. Now, when we hear a story like that, we ask, why did he do that? There's really no good reason for why he did that. He was all alone and isolated himself. I share that story, my friends, because I want you to think about Jesus today for a moment. Do you realize that Jesus actually did that same thing? It wasn't a forest that he went into. Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, and he was isolated. And he had no one to talk to. Gone were his friends. Gone were his closest supporters. Gone was his heavenly Father. It says, "Why, my God, have you forsaken me?" And then you ask Jesus, "Why did you go to the cross to be isolated from everyone?" And Jesus' clear answer was this. My friends, this is what it is. So that you could never be alone. You're never alone. Solitude is not about being alone. Solitude is about being with God. Solitude is about filling our minds with the good things that God has for us. Solitude is about resting in Jesus so that we can be productive in our lives. So as we think about that, you are Jesus' child. Think about matching your rhythm to his and putting into play and practice the beautiful practice of solitude, spiritual solitude. Let's pray about that, then we'll continue in our worship with a time of sharing our faith. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we live in busy and hurried times. We live in a world of great distraction. Lord, I pray for our members at this church that we would have the Holy Spirit to move us to a point where we can unplug and seek solitude to be with you, Lord. That we can fill our minds with the right things, what is noble, what is true, what is right, what is pure. That we can be your people and live those healthy patterns your Son Jesus did. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.